Hachette Audio presents Death of an Honest Man, written by M.C. Beaton, read by Graham Malcolm.
To Chief Purser Bobby Milne and all the crew of the Hebridean Princess, with affection. Chapter 1. A little sincerity is a dangerous thing, and a great deal of it is absolutely fatal. Oscar Wilde. The day had started out well for Sergeant Hamish Macbeth. It was high summer, with golden light bathing the little village of Loch Doo, situated in Sutherland in the northwest of Scotland. The air was pure and fresh and scented with pine from the forest on the other side of the sea loch. A yacht sailed in, and the putt-putt-putt of the donkey engine was the only sound to break the silence of the early morning. Hamish's beat was the whole of the county. He was helped by his amiable, although clumsy, sidekick, Police Constable Charlie Carter. Hamish was tall, but Charlie was even taller. And so, after breaking too many things at the police station, Charlie had found himself a little apartment in the basement of the Tommel Castle Hotel. He had joined Hamish for breakfast, and now both men were leaning against the sea wall, gazing dreamily at the water.
"There's a new chap over at Knothen," said Charlie. "Are we going to see him?"
"May as well," said Hamish. "Know anything about him?"
"Not a lot. Name's Paul English, retired banker."
"Oh, dear," said Hamish.
"Knothen's a sour place. Better give him a welcome."
"Will we take the dogs?"
"I suppose so," said Hamish reluctantly.
He had two dogs, one called Lugs because of his large ears, and a little poodle called...